When we say that finite resources cannot sustain this system, it's important to the effectiveness of our practices that we help reinforce with each other an understanding of what the system is. That by the system, we don't mean capitalism, but class, i.e. a system in which the tiny few continuously reduce the amount of earth available to everyone not them, or not needed to sustain the illusion of a meritocracy. When a malevolency, or rather, unformed spirit, sets his mind on rape, he either uses physical force or psychological manipulation or other manipulation of conditions or some combination thereof to accomplish his object, which is transfer of all the victim's goods to his pockets, i.e. the victim must be conquered, her spirit broken. We've been arguing that an authentic definition of the economy is, quote, a mechanism or process for continuously reducing the amount of earth available to commoners while continuously consolidating the whole of the earth's resources, including the people themselves, into the hands of those who plan to establish themselves as planetary rulers, who can never be unseated by any group or groups of commoners. Doesn't what we have been calling capitalism accomplish that? Is that not a wonderful machine for accomplishing that? And it is the that we should be focusing on, not the means. And that reducing our numbers and redesigning our human spirit such that we are more manageable, that's key to this whole process, is it not? More obedient to their commands, that is for them key to the achievement of their objective. And that their chief means for accomplishing this objective of population management is the ATM machine. They literally create an ATM machine that is dual functioning when they create disease and catastrophe. A machine that provides a continuous stream of funding for their malevolent practices while simultaneously draining our resources and reducing our numbers and breeding in the qualities they believe are optimum in the humans they want. And I'm just thinking this, I read recently that UC Berkeley is sort of reducing the resources available to their Department of Chemistry and Department of Public Health. And I have to wonder, when you have a scheme that involves widespread disease, part of that scheme has got to be reducing the public health services available and the folks available to sort of do the analysis of the blood, you know, do the blood chemistry that could in fact document the use of these things. But let's move on. Breeding in the qualities they believe are optimum in the humans they want, in their republic, as Plato advised them. Quote from Karl Popper's The Open Society and Its Enemies, Volume 1, The Spell of Plato. Plato's reiterated insistence that good rulers, whether gods or demigods or guardians, are patriarchal shepherds of men, and that the true political art, the art of ruling, is a kind of herdsmanship, i.e. the art of managing and keeping down the human cattle. And it is in this light that we must consider his description of the breeding and training of the auxiliaries who are subject to the rulers like sheepdogs to the shepherds of the state. This breeding and the education, and by the way, they focus this breeding on themselves to sort of create these heartless folk willing to implement the Republic. But they have also, with, as I said, with the French Revolution and the generalized remaking of education to ensure that the populace overall themselves would be obedient sheepdogs, or I should say obedient sheep to the sheepdogs. Anyway, continuing. The breeding and the education of the auxiliaries, and therefore of the ruling class of Plato's best state, is like their carrying of arms, a class symbol and therefore a class prerogative. And breeding and education are not empty symbols, but, like arms, instruments of class rule, and necessary for ensuring the stability of this rule. They are treated by Plato solely from this point of view, i.e. as powerful political weapons, as means which are useful for herding the human cattle and for unifying the ruling class. There is so much in that paragraph that deserves long discussion by us. Never hear it by the pundits. Continuing, to this end, it's important that the master class should feel as one superior master race. Quote from Plato, the race of the guardians must be kept pure, which he said in defense of infanticide, while developing the racialist argument that we breed animals with great care, while neglecting our own race, an argument which has been repeated ever since Hitler comes to mind, and all those fascists of the 30s and 40s and ongoing since. And that quote is from Karl Popper, The Open Society and Its Enemies, Volume 1, The Spell of Plato. And I quoted that in Unpacking Democracy, a small book which you can download free, as with all the books provided through, that include my writing, on the Nascence to End Work website in the tools section.